Okay, so tonight we're going to start Yigdal. Yigdal comes in the Siddurim after Adonai Lam. Yigdal is actually another song that was composed. This song is based, Yigdal is based on the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is called the 13 Principles of Faith. That's the Ikrim that the Rambam writes about in Pirush HaMishnayos to Sanhedrin. The Rambam, in his introduction to the 10th Perek of Sanhedrin, it's called Perek Chelek. It's a very famous introduction in the Pirush HaMishnayos. And he writes there about the 13 Ikrim, the 13 principles of faith, that a person that can only be considered a Yid if he believes in these 13 principles, and these Yud Gimel Ikrim. Now, many people say that the Rambam composed the Yud Gimel Ikrim. He was the one who was Mechadish, this idea of the 13 Ikrim, and he writes there what they are. Lamaisa, I found in the Tshuvas Chsam Sefer, the last Tshuva in Yoredeya, the Tshuvas Chsam Sefer, Simen Shin Nun Vav, he writes there that he thinks that the Rambam was not Mechadish the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he was not Mechadish the 13 principles. The Rambam just expounded on it and told us about it, but it's actually mentioned in a much earlier tefillah that's brought down by the Shla HaKadosh. The Shla in his Sefer Shla, Shnei Luchai Sabris, brings down that there was a tefillah called the tefillah of Rabbi Tivyoimi. It was in the times of the Gemara. And in that tefillah, it mentions there such a nusach that it says, Im Yosher Ikareha Shloish Esrei, that the 13 straight Ikarim, the principle of Shloish Esrei, the 13 Ikarim. So actually, the Yud Gimel Ikrim might be something that was already from the times of Chazal, but it's famous by the Rambam. The Rambam tells us what they are, first of all, and he expounds on it and discusses them at great length there in the Pirush HaMishnayos to the introduction of Chelek. And based on the Yud Gimel Ikrim was composed the Tefillah of Ani Mamin, that many Yidden say every day after Shachris, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Ani Mamin Be'emunah Shelema, the 13 Ikrim. And that's what the song Yigdal is really based. We'll see that each line in Yigdal, Lekim Chai, corresponds to another one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. So even if some people don't say Yigdal in the morning, some people do say Yigdal in the morning after Adonai Lam, but either way, I think it's Kedai to go through Yigdal, which appears in the Siddur after Adonai Lam, because this is the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which every Yid has to know. Now we should make a small hakadama here before we start the actual taich of the word Yigdal, of the words of the song of Yigdal, that in that Tshuvas Chsam Sefer that we mentioned, the Tshuvas Chsam Sefer Yeredeya Shinun Vav, he asks a very fundamental question. This is something Mamish very Yisoidistik in Yiddishkeit, and it's also, other Achroinim discuss this, the Radvaz has a Tshuvas Sefer also, Tshuvas Radvaz, in the first Chelek, Simen Shim Mem Dalet, he also discusses this issue. The Chsam Sefer and Simen Shinun Vav in Yeredeya, and the Radvaz in Chelek Aleph, Simen Shim Mem Dalet, discuss the following question. What does the Rambam mean that there's 13 principles of faith? Yud Gimel Ikrim. He says, how could you start saying on our Torah that there's an Ikr and there's a Tafel? This is the most important. These are the 13 most important things. And other things are not most important. They say, Kol mitzvah o mitzvah is it? He Ikr upina. Every mitzvah is an Ikr. Ve'ech noimah shezut tveila ve'acheres hi Ikr. One is Tafel, like you're eating food, and this is the Ikr and this is the Tafel. If Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs, if a person says, I don't believe that Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos, so he's a kofer. He's denying in something the part of the Torah. That makes him a kofer. If someone says, I deny the fact that Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Tefillin, so he's a kofer. So what are these Yud Gimel Ikrim? If you don't believe in Mashiach, if you don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, then you're a kofer. And if not anything you don't believe in, you're a kofer. So what's the pshat in this whole musig of Yud Gimel Ikrim? So there's a very Yisoidistik teretz from Reb Chaim Brisker. And Reb Chaim said a memra, and it's discussed in great detail and at great length in a sefer called Peninei HaGriz. Peninei HaGriz is a sefer that came out pretty recently by a big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. And he wrote there Peninei HaGriz, things about the Brisker Rav, but also included in there as many things about Reb Chaim Brisker and about the Beis HaLevi. So in the sefer Peninei HaGriz, he discusses this member of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim discussed this question, the question of the Chsam Sofer and the Radvaz and others, what does it mean, this Yud Gimel Ikrim? How could these 13 be more fundamental than any other thing, any other mitzvah, any other belief that Yiddishkeit is based on? So Reb Chaim said that there's a big difference between these 13 Ikrim and the other mitzvahs. Avada, if someone is a kofer, someone gets up and denies in his mind or verbally, where he denies the existence of any mitzvah, the fact that Hashem gave the authenticity of any mitzvah. So of course that's true that he's called a kofer. But let's say someone is just some uneducated. He doesn't know that there's such a thing as Shabbos. No one ever told him that there's such a thing as Shabbos. He's not kofer in Shabbos. He's just not educated. So he's not called a kofer. If someone is not educated and doesn't know about a certain mitzvah, he's not called a kofer. He's not considered an apikoros. He's what we call an amaretz. He doesn't know. He's ignorant. He doesn't know the mitzvah of Shabbos. He doesn't know the mitzvah of tefillin. He could go his whole life without putting on tefillin, but he's not called an apikoros. Because an apikoros is someone who denies, someone who's kofer in a mitzvah. But here, he's an amaretz. He just pashut is uneducated. He doesn't know. Loikein by the Yud Gimel Ikrim, says Reb Chaim. It's not true by the Yud Gimel Ikrim, if somebody is uneducated and his whole life he doesn't know that Hashem created the world and Hashem runs the world. He doesn't know that Hashem knows everything that's going on in this world, a person's actions and a person's thoughts. They're all included in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. If a person doesn't know that Hashem is going to bring Mashiach, and when he sees fit, he's going to make Tchias HaMeisim. If a person doesn't know that, he's still called an Apikoros. This was the famous memory of Reb Chaim that he said about this, where Reb Chaim said, Nebach an Apikoros is Eich an Apikoros. This was his memory. Nebach meaning a person who's unfortunately an Apikoros. Meaning, again, the words of Reb Chaim, his famous words, Nebach an Apikoros is Eich an Apikoros. What does that mean? If a person is an Apikoros because of Nebach, because unfortunately he was not educated, that's also an Apikoros. And this Reb Chaim said to explain the difference between the 13 principles of faith, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and any other mitzvah. If someone is not Nebach an Apikoros, if someone is Lahachis, or he taka denies it, actively says, that's it, Hashem did not give us this mitzvah. So then that's not Nebuch an Apikoros. That's a person who's kofer. That's for sure an Apikoros. But the idea that Nebuch an Apikoros is Eich an Apikoros, if a guy is pashut, uneducated, meaning not from people, they have a din of an Apikoros, if they don't believe in the 13 principles, in the all the animamins, that's even, by the 13 ikrim, that's even to the extent of Nebuch an Apikoros is also an Apikoros. And if that's the case, each and every one of us, Shataka, make it our business to know and memorize the Yud Gimel Ikrim, whether you put them to a song or whatever you do to memorize it. But a person has to know the 13 Ikrim. Because if a person doesn't know it, even if he doesn't come out Lehedya and deny it, but if he's Nebuch an Apikoros, because he doesn't know what he's supposed to believe, so that's also unfortunately an Apikoros. The Rambam there in Pirush HaMishnayos, when he says the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he says that if there a person believes these 13 things, Harehu Nichnas Bechlal Yisrael, he is considered a member of Klal Yisrael. For choyvul la'avoy, and you have to love him like any yid. V'havtal recha kamaycha. Even if he does averus sometimes, so everyone has a yitzhar, nobody's perfect, but he's still a yid. But if a person doesn't believe these 13 things, then he's a kafar be'ikir, v'nikra min v'apikoros. It's called an apikoros. So that's a fundamental difference between these yud gimel ikrim and anything else. The achrayim were bothered. Why are these 13 more fundamental? The answer is, everything is taka important. And if a person is kofer in one, so it's as if he's kofer in everything. But the difference is lagabi nebach an apikoros. Lagabi someone who's uneducated, these 13 things are the 13 most important beliefs that a person has to know and to live with and to internalize. So to start the Yud Gimel Ikrim, again, it starts with Yigdal Elokim Chai. Every line is going to correspond to one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But just to get like a little bit of an overview, just the 13 Ikrim could really be divided into three major categories. Again, with 13 subcategories, obviously. But the three major categories, the first few, the first five of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, talk about Emunah and Hashem. Belief in Hashem. Just to believe the existence of Hashem, different aspects of the belief in Hashem. Again, we'll describe and explain it as we go along. But the first five of the Yud Gimel Ikrim are Emunah in Hashem. The next group, which is the next four, number 6 through 9, is going to be basically the authenticity of the Torah and of Hashem's Nevi'im, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Emes and the Nevi'im are Emes and the Torah won't change. These are the things, the authenticity of the Torah and the Nevi'im of Hashem. And the last four, the last group, is about the Maisim of a person, the ultimate reward for our actions. Hashem will bring Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. The ultimate reward, the Sarva Einish that a person has on his actions. So those are the three categories. Again, the first category is the belief in Hashem. Second category is the authenticity of the Torah and the Nevi'im. And the third one is the ultimate Sarva Einish for our actions. So let's start with Yigdal Elokim Chai. Yigdal Elokim Chai v'yishtabach. Hashem, who is the Elokim Chai, should be Yigdal and Yishtabach. That means Hashem should be exalted and praised. Elokim Chai. Nimtza, Hashem exists. Ve'ein eis el metziusoy. There is no time limit. Hashem is not bound by time. Hashem's existence is not bound by time. So let's take one thing at a time. Yigdal Elokim Chai v'yishtabach. Hashem being called Elokim Chai is not something that's new to us. Those of us who are here for Moida Ani, Lefanecha, Melech Chai v'kayom. Hashem is Chai. What does that mean? Hashem is alive. So we mentioned that the Tosfos Yontif says in the very end of Masechta Tamid, that the word Chai means that Hashem is the source of all life. Hashem is the Chiyusai Shel Olam. Anything that exists, anything that lives in this world, in this Bria, the source of that life is from Hashem. That's what it means that Hashem is Chai. So when we say Elokim Chai, Hashem who is Chai, Hashem who is the source of all life, should be what? Should be Yigdal V'yishtabach. Hashem should be exalted and praised. Nimtza, Hashem exists. The Ein Eis, and there is no time limit. El Metziusai. Hashem is not bound by time, like we said already in Adon Olam. B'li Reishis, B'li Sachlis. There's no beginning, no end. Hashem is Lamala Min Hazman. And that's actually when the Mekubalim in the Sifrei Kabbalah referred to Hashem. We call him many different things. Hashem Yisparach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. The Mekubalim all call Hashem the same terminology. They say Ein Sof. Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Ein Sof means no end, infinite. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is infinite in His wisdom, infinite in time, infinite in capacity. Whatever it is, Hashem is infinite. And that is Ein Sof. That's what it means. The Ein Eis El Metziusai. This first line is corresponding to the first Ani Ma'amin, which says that Hashem is Boirei Umanhig L'chol Abruim, that Hashem created everything and guides the whole world. V'hu Levadoi, and Hashem alone, Asa Oisei V'yaseh L'chol Amaseh. First one is actually a little more famous now that there's a song about it. But Hu Levadoi Asa Oisei V'yaseh, that Hashem alone made everything and makes everything in the present tense and will make everything. Everything that exists in the world Hashem makes. And that's the idea of Nimtza V'ein Eis El Metziusai, that Hashem is the source of life for everything. Elokim Chai, Hashem is the source of all life. Hashem created everything and is a constant source of all life. V'ein Eis El Metziusai, Hashem is timeless. Hashem is not bound by time. Asa Oisei V'yaseh, this that Hashem creates the world and runs the world and guides the world and watches the world, this is something that's not bound by time. This always was and always will be and is in the present time. So that's the first sentence. Yigdal Elokim Chai V'yishtabach, Nimtza V'ein Eis El Metziusai. The second line, which is corresponding to the second one of the 13 Ikrim, is Echad ve'ein yachid ki yichudoi. Hashem is one, Echad. Ve'ein yachid ki yichudoi. There is no oneness. There is no unity. Ki yichudoi, like Hashem's oneness. Ne'elam, it's hidden. Ve'gam ein soif la'achdusoi. And also there is no end to Hashem's achdus, to Hashem's oneness. There's no end, meaning we can't fully grasp the extent and the depth of Hashem's oneness. So we're talking a lot about Hashem's oneness. So what does this mean? It actually says Ne'alam. It's something that's hidden from us. We can't understand exactly what it means. The Echad of Hashem, there are many things in this world that are Echad, but the Echad of Hashem is the absolute oneness. That's something Ein Yochid Ki Yichudo. There is no such musig by us. There is no concept of Echad like Hashem's Echad. So again, it says Ne'alam that we can't understand it fully, but just to help us understand it a little bit, the Chayvis Havavos gives us a little bit of insight in what it means that Hashem Echad. The Chayvis Havavos in Shar HaYichud, Perek Tes, the ninth perek of Shar HaYichud. Chayvis Havavos tells us that Hashem is Echad HaAmiti, the true Echad. What does that mean? There are many things in this world that we can call Echad, the things that are one. However, everything in this world that's one can be added to, could be made into two, or it could be divided, it could be made into a half. Take for example, this isn't the Chayvis Havavos' example, but example, you have a loaf of bread on the table. So there's one. How many loaves of bread are there on the table? There's one. It's Echad. Yeah, but you could bring another loaf and now you'll have two. You have three and four. You could cut the loaf in half and now you'll have a half. So true, at the present time, there is one. There's oneness to this loaf of bread, but that's a simple Echad that could be added to, could be subtracted from, could be multiplied, it could be divided. So there's no such thing as something that's absolute Echad in this world. But Hashem's Echad is something that can't be added to. There is no such thing as making Chas V'Shalom a second Hashem or dividing Hashem into different powers. It's all Echad. It's the epitome of Echad. Absolute Echad can't be multiplied, can't be divided, can't be added to, can't be subtracted from. That is the Echad of Hashem. That's the way the Chayvis Havavos explains that that's one of the unique aspects of Hashem Echad. The truth is in Svarim HaKadoshim they discuss this Inyan at great length. The Echad, the oneness of Hashem. And they mention another aspect. This is actually alluded to in the Rambam himself over there in Pirush HaMishnayos when he's talking about the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that really everybody in this world is unique. No two people are exactly the same. No two creatures are exactly the same. Everybody is in a certain sense Echad. Everyone has a certain uniqueness to him, something that's special about him. However, no creature, no Bria is independent, is totally independent. Everybody needs somebody else. I can't live alone, I need you. You can't live alone, you need me. Everybody needs a friend, needs a parent, needs a child, needs something. The Chabetz Chaim has a famous word, my father quotes it over often, in what we say every day, right, that Hashem created many nefashos v'chesroinon, and their deficiencies, what people are missing. So why do we thank Hashem that Hashem created us with deficiencies? That each person should be dependent on someone else. That makes achdus in the whole world. That I can't do everything myself. That you need the farmer to grow the bread. You need the tailor to make the clothes. And you need everybody has his own part in the bria. And everybody needs v'chesroinon. Everyone has their own deficiencies and needs other people. So even though everyone is echad, everyone is unique, but he's not totally independent. You need other people as well, and even if you could find someone who mamish doesn't need anyone, but he needs a house to live in, he needs a ground to stand on, nobody could be so independent that he mamish doesn't need anything. Whereas the existence of Hashem, says the Rambam, the existence of Hashem does not need any other existence. The Rambam says there in the Pirush HaMishnayis, Hu yis'ala bilti zakuk b'metziusai lizulasai. Hashem in his metzius, his existence does not need anything besides himself. It's sufficient for Hashem, his own existence, as we said, Takan Adon Ilam. But Terem Kol Yitzir Nevra, before any form was created, Hashem was there. Acharei Kech Lois HaKol, Hashem will still be there. So Hashem doesn't need, Hashem is totally independent, does not need any other existence of any other Bria. So again, these two aspects, when we talk about Echad, Hashem is one, Ve'ein Yachid Ki Yichudai, we can think about these two aspects. What the Chavos HaVavos tells us, that first of all, it's the epitome of Echad that can't be added to or taken away from, and also the Echad of the Rambam, that the Rambam says, that this Echad, the total independence that we have by Hashem, that in the existence of Hashem, that is not true by any other Bria. And this is something we should think about, not just when we're saying Yigdal, but twice a day when we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And when we kabbal on ourselves, Ol Malchus Shemayim, when we say Hashem Echad, and we lengthen the word Echad, to think about the oneness of Hashem, what are we thinking about already? Echad, this is what a person should be thinking about, at least these two things, that Hashem's oneness is Ein Yachad Ki Yichuda, that there's no such oneness like Hashem, nothing could ever be added to Him or subtracted from Him, Chas V'Shalom, and also that Hashem's existence is not dependent on the existence of any other Bria. This is all part of Hashem Echad. And the truth is, when the Rambam says this, that this is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that Hashem is Echad, the Ein Yachid Ki Yichudoi, the Rambam says that the Makar in the Torah, the source in the Torah for such a thing is this pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the Torah itself in Parshas Veschanan is saying Hashem is Echad. So that means that any other Echad in the world is not the true Echad. And that's what, like we explained, it could be added to, it could be taken away from, it's still dependent on other things. But Hashem Echad is the epitome of Echad. That's what we have to have in mind when we say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So this line in Yigdal is corresponding to the second of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is, Sha'abayre Yizmarach Shemoy, Hu Yachid. Hashem is Echad, is alone. Fe'ein Yechidus Kamayu. There is no Yechidus, there is no unity, Kamayu, Bishum Panim. In any way, there is no such concept of Echad like there is by Hashem Himself. So this is the second Animamin, the second of the Ikrim. Again, all falling under the category of the existence of Hashem, the belief in the existence of Hashem. But the first aspect was Ve'ein Eisa Metziusoi, that Hashem is Lamalam in Azman. And the second aspect is that Hashem is Echad, Ve'ein Yochid Ki Yichudoi. Again, keeping in mind that it's Nelam, Ve'gam Ein Sof La'achdusoi, we can't understand it fully, we're not going to understand it till it's to the full extent and the full depth of Hashem Echad, but this is just a few aspects to make it a little more real to us. One more thing we'll do tonight, the next line, Ein loy demus haguf, ve'ein oy guf, loy na'arech elov kedusha soy. What does that mean? Ein loy demus haguf, Hashem has no semblance of a guf, of a body. Ve'ein oy guf, and Hashem is not a body. Hashem, there's no physicality to Hashem. Loy na'arech elov kedusha soy. The Kedusha that Hashem has, we can't compare anything to it, we can't equate anything to the Kedusha, to the holiness that Hashem has. So what does this mean? Ein loy demus haguf. Hashem has no semblance of a guf. When it says in the Torah, the Psukim, Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw, Vayorach Hashem, Mesuech Anichoyach, Hashem smelled the great sense of a carbon, or any other thing that it talks about Hashem using his senses, it obviously doesn't mean physical senses. It's a way to say it so in order that a person who's learning the Torah could relate to it. But it's not something that's be'etzem. Hashem is ein lo demus haguf. Hashem has no semblance of a guf, ve'ein oy guf. Hashem is not someone who has any physicality to him at all. The Kedusha of Hashem is something that we can't relate to. As the Medrash says in Vayikra, in Parsha Chaf Dalet, the Medrash says, Kedushasi lemala mikedushaschem. Of course, Hashem tells the Yin to be holy also. We have to be Kaddish. But Kedushasi lemala mikedushaschem, Hashem's Kedusha, Hashem has no physicality. This is a hemshech of the idea that Hashem has no guf and no demusa guf. So, Noinarech elav Kedushasai, the Kedusha, which means being mufresh, being separated from any type of gashmias, there is, no matter what level any being, a human being is the highest being of Kedusha, whatever level of Kedusha we could attain and achieve, that's not going to be the same Kedusha, can't even be compared to the Kedusha of Hashem Himself. So I just want to mention that this is the Pashup Shad, of Ein Lo Demusa Guf, Ein Lo Guf. Hashem does not have any semblance of a Guf, Ein Lo Guf. But I saw something very interesting, both in the Siddur of the Shlah Kaddish, the Siddur is Shar HaShemayim, and in the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Siddur of Yaakov Emden is the Siddur Beis Yaakov, and they both said the same thing, very interesting, a very mechudash tikkup shad in this line, but they both are mechaven to the same thing. They said, what? They asked the similar kasha. It says, Ein Lo Demusa Guf, Hashem has no semblance of a guf, Ve'ein Lo Guf, and he's not a guf. Like, of course, if he doesn't have any demus, if he doesn't have any semblance of a guf, so of course, Ein Lo Guf. Usually you should say, Lo Zu Afzu, like not only this, also even something else. So say, Ein Lo Guf, he's not a guf, and he doesn't even have a semblance of a guf. Well, once it says, Ein Lo Demusa Guf, why does it have to say, Ve'ein Lo Guf? So they both say something in Mamash Adava Chadash, that they say the Pshat is like this, you're reading your own. Ein Lo Demus HaGuf. Hashem does not have the form of a guf, does not have the semblance of a guf. The Ein Lo Guf, nor does Hashem have the semblance of an Ein Lo Guf. What's an Ein Lo Guf? An Ein Lo Guf is a malach, something spiritual. Ein Lo Demus HaGuf is as if it said, V'lo Demus She'ein Lo Guf. Hashem doesn't have a demus, not only doesn't Hashem have a semblance of a physical body, like a person, but he even doesn't have a demus of an Ein Lo Guf, of a spiritual being, like a malach. We once mentioned, if you remember in Elikai Neshama, that there is such a musig as a form in Ruchnias. We say about our own Neshama, Ato Yitzarta, you formed it. So there is such a thing as a Ruchniyistika form. So the Ruchniyistika form that the Malachim have, we're saying Hashem is Ein Lo Demus HaGuf, Ve'ein Lo Guf. Not only doesn't Hashem have the form of the people, but Tachtonim, the people who live in this world, also Hashem doesn't have the Demus of Ein Lo Guf, of the things that have a spiritual form, not a physical form. Hashem doesn't have any Demus, not a Demus HaGuf, and not a Demus of Ein Lo Guf. Again, it's a chiddush, surely in the reading of the song, you have to say, Ein loy, demus haguf ein aguf, that Hashem doesn't have a demus of a guf and ein aguf. The simple pshat is what we said first, which is, Ein loy demus haguf, Hashem has no demus aguf, ve'ein aguf, and Hashem is not a guf, ein achanami. Say it the other way around, that he's not only doesn't have a guf, he also doesn't have a demus she'ein aguf. Fit in a little better this way. But again, the Shlah and the Bank of Emden both want to say that the Pshat is Ein Lo Demus HaGuf, Hashem does not have the semblance of a guf, the Ein HaGuf, nor does he have the semblance of a Ruchniyistika being like the Malach.